Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, fans and followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak. Tune in, share your views on any episode. The number to call is 1-773-897-6223. It is a long-distance call. Velocity Athletic Training Radio is now on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and Podomatic. Advertise your products and services on Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Visit me at www.advertisecast.com/613. I also want to thank Accelerated Ideas for the great library of complimentary intro music for podcasts. Check them out at www.accelerated-ideas.com/free-music-tracks. It's all one word. Once again, I want to thank my special guest from last week's show, Tony L. Our discussion focused around his health and wellness journey after corporate life. What an inspiring story. And I hope you guys tune in and listened and took note. In today's podcast, I'm going to discuss portion it or gain it. Simply stated, the more you eat in one serving, the opportunity to gain weight increases, and more so if you do not include a workout program as part of your lifestyle to burn off and initiate metabolic waste. We are programmed to eat more, especially when we go out for dinner. So I'm going to go into reflection here. I recall years ago, one of my bosses took us out for Christmas celebration, dinner, whatever you wish to call it. She took us out to a restaurant which specializes in pasta dishes. When our order was served, it was hilarious. I mean, I sat there, I stared at my plate for a bit. And our boss asked me, hey, Layla, is everything okay? I replied, my goodness, that is a lot of food on my plate. I mean, I was already full from the endless baskets of buns and butter the waitress repeatedly brought to the table, as well as a bowl of salad. Interestingly enough, my boss and coworkers laughed at my comment and then commented to me, well, eat it up. Well, guess what? I did not eat it up. I ingested half, and without insult to my boss, as you know, she was paying for this celebration, I took the other half home. I guess they call it doggy bag. We can look at this in two ways. It's a Christmas celebration, dinner, party, and it's not too often staff get together and the boss pays, right? We jump to that glory. Or secondly, we can make much smarter choices when ordering out, as well as making smarter choices at home. Now, obviously, I prefer the second choice. The training begins at home. Learning to portion your meals is not an easy step, especially not easy for those who are used to consuming more than they need to. Okay? So factors which could be affecting your changes to portioning your meals. Number one, and I see this often, mindset and your emotional set. as a trainer, I see this often when, and it comes up during a nutrition analysis. This analysis does not only include a diary, of what one is consuming. It also includes an emotional and psychological analysis. I'm not trying to be a psychologist here because I'm not a licensed psychologist, but these are two important factors to look at. Secondly, the two common terms that you need to become familiar with, okay, emotional eater or carbohydrate addict. You may fall into one or both of these categories. Thirdly, and this is reality, people, as we age, our hormonal panel changes and fluctuates. This applies to both men and women. Not just women. Guys, you're included in this. Check in with your physician to rule this factor out. Fourthly, is there a history of obesity within the family genes? Okay, the term used here, the fat gene. So that fat gene travels from one generation to the next to the next. Okay, so it's good to look into that. Five, stress. Do you know how many people do not admit to being stressed out? Stress can increase cortisol levels, which in turn causes weight gain. Again, this could be ruled out by visiting your physician as well as through a nutrition and lifestyle analysis. Six, of exercise. Okay, we need to find balance when it comes to your health and wellness. So if you're going to begin reducing your portion sizes, you also need to find that balance of exercise to complement. All right, and also to achieve weight loss. These are just a few factors that can inhibit you from making dietary changes and controlling your portions. So what are the remedies? There's a remedy to everything. Numero uno, very important. Begin by taking baby steps. I see it so often, and most often, if you jump right in, if you've never done this before, and you don't have the knowledge, sometimes, most often, if you jump right in, you get the adverse effect happening. And that is, you end up back to where you started. Okay, so we've all heard the term yo-yo dieting, right? It's like a roller coaster. You jump in, you start it, and you achieve what results you want to achieve, and then the next thing you know, you're back at square one. You've gained all the weight back, and it's because you didn't allow yourself to take those baby steps. Remove the word diet from your vocabulary. It's a four-letter word. You might as well walk around using the F word. Words have a psychological and emotional impact on us. Most often, clients will comment and refer to, you know, the word diet. I've been on so many diets, and they've all failed me. Instead, begin changing your thought, your train of thoughts, okay, to words that will empower you. Okay, words like health, healthy, nutritious, nutrient-dense, organic. Begin becoming familiar with these new words that you're starting to think about. You're starting, those thoughts, these words will have an impact. And how you start this off. Change your emotions from negative to positive. That's right. Focus on words that will lift your emotions as well. Okay, they're connected. You know, words like energy, happy, peace, and love. You know, begin creating mantras for yourself or prayers, whichever way you want to look at this. For example, I want to be healthy. I want to feel energetic. Begin, you know, look at your circle as well. Break the ties that bind you to anything that brings you down emotionally and mentally. You know, you just may need to break away from certain people and situations. Learn and read the labels on packaged foods. Understand the ingredients. Understand that the first ingredient listed is the main ingredient in that product. So, if corn syrup is the first ingredient, then it is the dominant ingredient. Therefore, corn syrup is considered a simple carbohydrate loaded with calories, and those calories will fill you up and assist you in weight gain. Okay? It's not going to do anything for you nutritionally. Consume a glass of water or a small bowl of nutrient-dense soup broth before a meal. Both are a great flushing ingredient. I like to refer to water in a nice nutrient-dense soup broth before a meal as a flushing ingredient to initiate metabolic waste as well as entice you to put less food on your plate and more in your mouth. Begin doing this with your kids as well, because childhood youth obesity is on the rise in North America. Canadians, we are not spared. Okay, we're starting to move up there with Americans. All right, so start your kids, you know, get them into the habit of eating better, and as well, you know, put them into sports. Consume fiber-rich foods and include them with your meals or as an appetizer. So, for example, you've just created a beautiful salad on your plate. Why not top it with beans? Right? Great source of protein. If you're not a bean lover, throw in some all bran. It's delicious. Become informed on how to calculate total calories from our three main ingredients: fats, carbohydrates, and protein. I'm certain I did a show about this. And if you have any questions about how to calculate, you may contact me. No problem. I will provide a consultation session with you. Here's a good one. And I thought about this, you know, when I thought about this topic, I'm like, I realize what I do. I take small plates. So change your dishware. Yeah, that's right. Get rid of the bigger plates and replace them with smaller plates. So use a dessert plate rather than a dinner plate. Get rid of the bigger bowls, replace them with smaller bowls. Begin using your measuring cup, your one cup or half a cup or, I don't know, three-quarter cup measuring cups. Okay? Design your portion. Begin unleashing that, you know, designer within you. That's right. Take your dessert plate and begin designing your consumption. For example, hey, let's say today we're going to have 3 ounce chicken breast broiled or barbecued with maybe half a cup of rice or a cup of rice and 1.5 cups steamed veggies. Okay, you can play around with this. You can decide, okay, well, no brown rice. I'm going to have just 1.5 cups steamed veggies with my protein. And design it with color. You know, use your carrots, your broccoli, your celery, zucchini, spinach. Lightly steam it, and you'll see the vibrant colors come out in when you lightly steam vegetables. And preferably, of course, organic. I have a nickname here, Miss Organic. That's what I love. We are living in a fast-paced society. 10th point I want to share is begin to slow down. I know we all go to work, we're all bombarded, get into the, you know, into your car, up early, crack of dawn, first thing that goes into our bodies is a cup of coffee, then off in the car, and then off to the next coffee shop, wait in line for another cup of coffee, right? It's rush, 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 rush. But start learning how to eat slowly. Chew your food thoroughly. Okay, take your time. I've sat down in a monastery with Buddhist monks. We would sit in a big circle. And it was amazing how slowly, how we took our time to honor our food. Yes, we honored our food. This food, okay, this food that we're ingesting is our medicine. Remember that. Medicine is not our food. I'm going to repeat that. Remember, food is our medicine. Medicine is not our food and should never replace our need to consume and ingest healthy, nutrient-dense meals. It is so simple to begin. Begin by learning. Learn about your very own body, its nutrient needs, how it metabolizes food, how much energy does your body need, your specific body need, to consume to lead an optimal, healthy lifestyle. There's going to be trials, there's going to be errors, but you're going to find what works. Thoughts to ponder. We are consistently driven to succeed. It is more demanding on us in this day and age to attain success. Although it is quite the accomplishment to be successful and quite admirable when one does achieve much success in life, the only drawback I have seen with success is that one's health and wellness is put on the back burner. During the years of one attaining success, one fails to look or fails to stop to take a look in the mirror and see themselves and witness themselves, witness the changes of their very own health and well-being taking place right before their very own eyes. Heck, if I'm going to attain success, I sure do want to add years to my lifespan so that I may bask within my success for the long term. I am Layla Smolak, host of Velocity Athletic Training Radio, and owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio. Visit me at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Have a great week. I am now over and I am out.